Welcome to the Derek Fleming Show. Happy Mother's Day on this Sunday to all the mothers out there, including my mother, Blondell Austin. There's nothing like a mother. I saw this caption and it was very profound. I want to share it. It said that mothers are intuitive, nurturing, resourceful. All these great adjectives to describe mothers. Caring, affectionate, but most of all, underrated. And I thought that was an extremely profound statement. I just wanted to share it with my listeners. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Let's talk about this trending story. Legendary songstress Anita Baker canceled her Atlanta concert minutes before showtime. This was at Atlanta's State Farm Arena. Fans are pissed. So many upset fans due to the what the organizer said, due to unforeseen circumstances, tonight's An Evening with Anita Baker event featuring 8-time Grammy winner Anita Baker has been canceled. Now, this show was originally scheduled to start at 7 p.m., but ticket holders will receive a full refund. That's the fantastic part about this. After this Mother's Day weekend concert was abruptly canceled, Anita is now being called unreliable by many of her very frustrated fans, which is extremely understandable. You know, this was like a Mother's Day thing. I'm taking my mom to see, you know, Anita Baker, man. Her, you know, Anita Baker for some people is like, you know, that's the same thing as like a Gladys Knight. You know, you know, this is something you plan. I want to take my mom to see, you know, Anita Baker, you know, to hear all the hits, to be serenaded by this legendary singer. And she just cancels the show, you know, minutes before the show is scheduled to begin. Organizers offered a very vague explanation. It said, you know, due to unforeseen circumstances. They did not elaborate on these unforeseen circumstances. The first thing I think is maybe she was ill. Maybe she was sick. People are so quick to rush to judgment. She's unprofessional. This has to stop. Auntie, come on. You know what I'm saying? This is a repeated pattern with her. She continues to disappoint her fans. Maybe the lady got sick. She is 66 years of age. Let's be clear. Anita Baker is 66. Now her hit, Giving the Best That I Got, this was released in 1988. It was her only album to reach number one on Billboard 200. She also is well known for her Grammy-winning single, Sweet Love. Here's a woman who started singing at the age of 12 in the church choir in her hometown of Toledo, Ohio. So a lot of fans are disappointed, man. They want, you know, they're screaming refund, which that's automatic. Of course, they're going to want their money back. Anita Baker did not show. She canceled the show at the last minute. If she was not ill and it was just, you know, something that she casually did, then I would have to say yes, Anita Baker definitely needs to, first and foremost, apologize to her adoring fans. People really, really plan this like a Mother's Day treat for their moms. And all of a sudden, right before the show is about to start, you know, it's canceled. That's kind of disappointing to these fans. They're standing in line. They're out there. They're dressed. Their mothers are excited. And all of a sudden, the show is canceled. They have to go back home. They have to retrieve their money. You know, hopefully, you know, typically that's like depending on your bank, whether it's Wells Fargo or Bank of America, that could take up to, you know, 8 to 10 days or 3 to 5 business days, whatever. But that's a trending story. Anita Baker cancels her Atlanta concert, this Mother's Day special, at the last minute, just minutes before the show was scheduled to begin. And a lot of people are quite upset. Fans have said this before. You know, Anita Baker has a reputation kind of for either being extremely late or just not showing up. Now, same thing with Lauryn Hill. I saw where a lot of fans say, you know what? She doesn't care about her fans. The thing that you have to understand about these legendary people, they have a catalog that's very immense. Obviously, they have hits. They've been doing this for years. They love their fans. But people are human and things do happen. So oftentimes we rush to judgment. But maybe she really, really was sick and unable to perform. I read that Anita has struggled with some, you know, health issues in the past. Problems with her vocal cords and things like that. So we don't know what the issue was. This is a trending story. We're going to keep you posted as we get more information. But like I said, fans are extremely upset. And, you know, that's to be expected. They want an explanation as to why she would cancel at the last minute. I can understand that. You guys have been locked into another edition of the Derek Fleming Show at 2:42 p.m. on a Sunday. Once again, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Everybody be blessed.